Yemishnayis Negoyin, we're up to Perik Yud, Mishnah Zayin. What's going to be Shnei Nesokim? You have two Nesokim, means two bald spots on your head. Zulifnim Mizu. One is inside the other. An inside bald spot, then there's here around it, and then there's an outer bald spot. Now, Vishita shall say your Masekis Peneim. There's like one row of hair divided between the two of them. Now, and the inside one is the shear of a gris. So really, they're both tummy like the two separate nesokim. Now, what's going to be nifras v'mokamecha? Let's say one place is like broken through, means the hair falls out there. So again, tummy, like the Mishnah before, we consider as if one of them had a pisium, one of them spread, since the hairs fell off, and therefore one of these two nesokim became bigger, and therefore it's mukhlat yivadei tummy. What's going to be Mishnei Mekoimis? Let's say it's broken through, the hair falls out in two different places. So Tor, now you remain Tor for the same Svara. That we look as if these two Nesakim now is like one big Nesek. And therefore, since there are black hairs in between, that's the Loch, if you have two black hairs in the middle of your Nesek, your bald spot, that's Matzol, you remain Tor. Now, Kametaya Pirzo, how big is this Pirzo? So Mokem Shtei Soros. That if you have it open in two places, and each place there are two hairs that fell off, that's enough to mimsarf it to make these two nesakim into one big nesek. And therefore, since there's black hair in between, you remain tor. What's going to be nifras v'mokamecha kegris? Let's say, even though it opened, you opened up in one spot, but that spot became bald the size of a kegris. So there's a connection now between these two nesakim of a gris, a place the size of a gris opened up, it's bald there. That's the chiddush. In this case, that tor, you remain tor, even though it's only an opening on one side. But since the opening is the size of a gris, we look as if these two nesakim become like one, and therefore it's like one big nesek. And since there are two black hairs there in between, that makes you tor. So that's the chiddush of this way over the Mishnah before, when the only zeh betzad zeh. Then as long as it's opened only on one side, one place, even though it's kegris, you still remain tamei. But when one nesek is inside the other nesek, then here, if it opened up together, the size of a gris, that makes it like one, and you become tor. Mishneches. Mi shehoye voy nesek uvoy sayer tzohov. That's if somebody has a nesek, he has a bald spot on his head, and then in that bald spot there grew two yellow hairs, so tamei, he becomes vade tamei. Noilad loy seyer shochor. Let's say later, two black hairs grow there in the middle of the nesek. Tor, you remain tor, even though the yellow hairs are there. But so what? As long as you have two black hairs in the middle of your nesek, that's matzah that makes you tor. Now the Mishnah says, afa pisholach loy seyer shochor tor. Even though later the two black hairs fall off, still you remain tor. Since you became tor from this nesek because of the black hairs, you don't become, even though you have two yellow hairs there, that does not make you tamei, since you're already tor because of the two black hairs. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehudu Aimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, the name of Rabbi Shimon, that called Nesek Shetor Shachas, any Nesek that was tor for one time, meaning to say, let's say there were two black hairs there, is Ein Loi Tumul Elam, it can never become tamei anymore. Now, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda argues on the Tanakhama, even though the Tanakhama also says the same halacha, that once you have two black hairs, even though they fall out, you remain tor. But the Tanakhama only says it, even though you had already two yellow hairs, but since you had two black hairs, that's matzu you from those two yellow hairs. But let's say after the two black hairs fall away, then a new two yellow hairs grow, then you would become tamei. On this, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda argues and says no, that once you had your two black hairs there, that this nesek was tor, ain loy tumul elam, it can never become tummy again, even though a new two yellow hairs grow there, still you remain tor. Now, third sheet there is Rabbi Shimon says that kol sayet sov shetor shrachas, ain loy tuma liyelam. So Rabbi Shimon says that true, once two black hairs were there, you became tor. So now this nesek can never become tummy anymore because of Sayer Tzov. Means even if a new two yellow hairs grow there, still you remain tor. But Reb Shimon still argues on the shita before of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Plesioni says only a Seir Tzov cannot make it Tomei. But let's say there's a Pisyon, let's say the Nesa grows later, it would become Tomei. Reb Shimon ben Yudi says, no, once there's a Tyre to this Nesa, it can never become Tomei anymore. Reb Shimon says, no, only it can't become Tomei because of Seir Tzov. But let's say there'd be a Pisyon, let's say it would spread the Nesek, then you would become Tomei, even though it had a Tyre of Shtei Saris Shachar. Now Mishneh Tes, Misha Hoyevoy Nesek Gris, somebody had a bald spot on his head or on his beard, the size of a gris, now Venita Koroshoy, and then it spread over the whole head. So Locher is Tor, you become Tor, just like by a Beheris. If it's Parcha Bekula, you become Tor. Here also, even the first you only had a Nega, the size of a gris, and then Echnami Yehuchlak to become Tomi then, because the Arasei Tzov, or else Mishum Pisyon, has to be in the case where you have Adei Tomei, and then the Nesek now spread over the whole head, so you become Tor. Now, Harosh V'Hazokein, Ein Makfin Zeh Zeh, Divrei Reb Yehuda. That though we say if the Nesek spreads over the whole head, it doesn't have to spread over the beard also. It's enough if it spread over your whole head, that's Matayu, and the same thing if it happened when you start out in your beard, it's enough if it spreads over your whole beard, it doesn't have to spread over both the head and the beard. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Oimino, Makfin Zeh Zeh, consider like one, and therefore Nesek only becomes Tor if it spreads over Kol Roshoy V'Kol Sekon. It has to spread over your whole head, the bald spot, and over your whole beard. Rabbi Shimon says like this, that V'dinu have a svara, Ma'im Or Haponim, V'yor HaBosor, Sheyesh Dover Achar Mafsik B'neim, Madach the skin of your face, and the skin of the rest of your body. There's something dividing between the two, like there's the beard and your hair that divides the face and the rest of the body. Still the loch is by a regular beharis that goes upon your skin, that if you were once tummy, and now when it spreads over the whole body, you become tor. It's makvin zezem, it's only if it spreads over all the skin of your body, both the skin of your face and the skin of the rest of your body. If so, harosh fei hazokin, the beard and your head, the hair on your head, shein davar achad mafsik b'neim. There's no hefsik, it goes straight, like from your head down to your peis, down to your beard. If so, ein din, isn't the svara to say, sheyakvu zezet, should have one halacha. And if you want to have a taira, because the nesek spread over the whole face, the whole head, it has to also spread over the whole beard, the toli zebezet. That's the svara of Reb Shimon. Now the Mishnah says, harosh, v'hazokin ein mitzdarfim zem zeh. But you should know the head and the beard are not mitzdarfim zeh zeh. Meaning to say, if you have a chatzi gris of a nesek on the head, and a chatzi gris nesek on the beard, even though they're next one next to another, they're not mitzdarfim, they have two halachas. You have to have a gris of a nesek in your head alone, or in the beard alone. And b'yein poisim mizeh lezeh, let's say you have a size of a gris, you had a nesek on your beard, then it's spread up to your peis, to your head. That's not called the pisyon. The pisyon has to be in the beard for the beard and in the head for the head. Now, ezehi azokin, what's considered the beard? Because now that we say they have two separate halachas, now mitzaref, where does the beard end and where does the head start? So, min haperek shalechi, starts at yidjur, ad pika shagageris, goes from yidjur down to the Adam apples, like the pika shagageris, of the windpipe, the apple there, the round part of the windpipe, that's where it goes down. Up until there is called the zucking. So it starts out the top part of your cheeks, that's the bottom of the peis, and it goes down all around your face, and then it goes down towards your neck to the round part of the gageris, of the windpipe. Now Mishnah Yud. Ha-korachas v'ha-gabachas, that's if your head became bald, whether it's the front part of your head or whether it's the back part of your head. Now here it's different than a nesek. A nesek, we said, does not have to have any beharis inside it. But here when you have a bald spot, means the whole front of your head or the whole back of your head became bald, you only become tomei if there's a size of a gris of a beharis there. So now, when you have the size of a gris of a beharis there, it's metames bishnei shavuos. If it stays there for 2 weeks, you become tomei vadai. And b'shnei simonim, there are two simonim that can make you tummy even before that. B'michyo, let's say in the middle of the beheres, the flesh become, the skin becomes healthy again. You have normally healthy skin there. Or else of a fission, let's say it spreads, let's say the nega on the karacha spreads, so that's also metame you right away. Now, ezihi karachas, what's called the karachas? Ochal neshem, he ate some type of a sefta by eating it, it makes your hair fall out. Real soch neshem, you smear this on your head. Real smaka shen rui legado seyer, you had a wound on your head that because that the hair can't grow, that's also called the karachas. Now, ezihi karachas, what's called the karachas, means what's called the gabachas, what's called the karachas? The karachas is minakotkan hashefel yachurav. That's the back part of your head. The pika shotzava to the bottom of your neck. Ezi gabachas, like what's called the front part of your head. Minakotkoid, that means the top of your skull. Hashefelafonim, that goes towards your front. Kineged sayim alamal, until the bottom of your hairline in the front. From the middle of your head to the front hairline, that's called a gabachas. Now, ha-karachas v'ya-gabachas, say them at Starfest again, zu'im zu, the namastar of zem zeh, that you have to have a beheres the size of a gris on the gabachas by itself or on the karachas by itself. If you have a chatzi v'chatzi, the namastar of. V'yeinem poishos mizulazu also, if you have a gris on the gabachas, and then it spreads the beheres onto the karachas, it's not called a pisyon. The gabachas that has to have its own pisyon on its kabachas alone. We have Yudu Aimer, Im Yais Sayyah Benayim. If there's hair in between them, then Aim Mitzdorfim. Then you're not Mitzdorf to two, the kabachas on the karachas. But Vim Lav, if you completely bald over your head, there's no hair there at all, to divide the two, then Harelim Mitzdorfim. Then we consider like one halacha. And if even though only a chatzi gris is on the karachas and a chatzi gris on the kabachas, still you become Tamei. As long as there's no hair in between, then it's mitzdarf. But the loch is not like a yuda. The loch is the karachas and the gabachas is like two separate places, since the Torah calls it two separate halachas. So you have to have a gris on the karachas or on the gabachas. Each one separately has to have its own shear to make you tummy. Now up to Perek Echadosa. Mishnalef. Kol habagodi metama benigoyim. All different type of clothing, which means big day tsemer, big day pishtim, where they're made out of wool, or made out of flax, or they're made out of skin, as the Torah says, you all have tumas negoyim, chutz misho goyim, including if the beged belongs to a goy, even though it has a shear of a gris on it, it's not tummy. Halakeach begodim in a goyim, let's say you buy a beged off a goy, is yeroye batchila, meaning to say, even though at the beginning, when it was by the goy, it had a nega. There was, we'll soon see what type of colors, whether it's green or whether it's red on the beged. But when it belonged to the goy, it has no tumah. Now when a Jew buys it off him, it's yiro betchila, meaning to say, we look as if it is a nega. And as we look as if it's nolder now, b'shus Yisrael, and therefore the beged will become tumah. Now, the oires hayom einem metam ben goyim, skin that comes off the fish, anything that's created in the water, it has no tumas to the goyim. It has to be skin of a behemah, not skin from fish. That's called the oiris. Any clothing made out of skin, hayom from the ocean, ain't a metam ben goyim. Chibo lehem min hagodol boritz. Now, what's going to be chibo lehem min hagodol boritz? Let's say you have the skin of a fish, and now you attach to it another type of a material. Min hagodol boritz, a type of material that grows off the ground, let's say a wool, let's say a flax, afilu chut, even one string, afilu meshicha, dovishu mekabel tumah, as long as this material is something that would be mekabel tumah, and echanami then tumah, and then this skin now together would be mekabel tumah. Here chut is even a thread, meshicha is even a cord, dovishu mekabel tumah, then the locher is, it would be mekabel tumas negoyim. Mishnah Beis, Tzemer Gemalim, let's say you have wool that comes off the hair of a camel, or else Vitzemer Rechelim, or else the wool that comes off the sheep, Shetor from Zeh Bezeh, that they were pushed together, means they were orvan, they were mixed up well, and they made a beged out of them together. The locher is the Tzemer, the hair that comes out of the Gemalim is not called wool. But tzemer rechelim, the wool that comes off the sheep, that's called wool. So these two materials will mix together. So it depends. Im roiv min hagamalim, if most of the material comes from the hair of the camels, then this beggar is einam tamim b'negoyim. It's not mekabel tumas negoyim. It's not called the beggar of tzemer. Im roiv min arachelim, but most of the wool comes from sheep wool, then metamim b'negoyim, even though you have some tzemer gamalim mixed in, still it's mekabel tumah. What's going to be mechsel and mechsel? Let's say it's half and half. Half of the wool is from the gamalim, half is from sheep. Then metamim b'negoyim. Machsel, machsel is also metamim b'negoyim. And the Mishnah says, if you have a beged made out of pishtin, flax, that is mekabel tumah. Now that it's canvas, another type of material, maybe canvas. So if they mix together, have the same malacha. That if roiv, if roiv would be min pishtin, would be metamah. And machsel, machsel also would also be tamay, would also be tamay. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'oirois v'habagodim ha'tzvuyim enim metama b'negoyim. Tumas negoyim does not apply to colorful skin or colorful begodim. In according to Tanakam, even if it's v'dei shemayim, still, it's not mekabel tumah. And v'ilu v'darshin, the Pasuk says that v'abege ki'ia boi nege tzaras v'abege tzemer v'abege pishtim, that has to be doimer to tzemer l'pishtim. That just like pishtim is kibriyos, it's always white, the same thing that Sam rules, so the wool is only when it's white. So kids of Tumas Begodim is only if they're white. Habotim, what about a nega you find in your house? Habotim, there the locher is ben tzvuyim, ben shenet tzvuyim. Whether the walls are colorful or whether they're not colorful, then it's mitama ben goyim. Different Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, hoi rois kabatim. He says, no, skin is like batim. But even though the skin is colorful, still the bimata will have tumah. Because he dashed them when the Pasuk says, oy be or, it says that he holds a chilik between or and tzemer pishtin. Even though tzemer pishtin has to only be white, but by skin, a clothing made out of skin, a leather, there is maskim, even though it's colorful, it's mekabel tumas negoyim. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, "Hatzvuyim b'day shemayim mitamim." It depends that if the color came b'day shemayim, that's the way it was created. It's going back to skin. If the skin, like on the animal, is a colorful skin b'day shemayim, then it would have a tumas negoyim. But if a person colored it later, then it would not have a tumas negoyim. So only by skin does it make this different. But by tzemer pishtim is maskim, it has to be white. That's his halacha b'shim natsuim b'day shemayim mitamin uvidayodim. But if a person colored the skin, then he agrees ainu mitamim is not makabel tumas negoyim. Now Mishnah Dalet beged shesasiyav tzavua the erev elavin. You have a beged that when you make a beged, the way you weave it, you have the strings going up and the strings going across. So the shesi, that's called the strings going up and down, and v'orvo, that means the strings going across. Let's say the strings going up and down were colorful, the threads were colorful, but the orva, the strings going across, were white. It was the opposite way. Ervoi tzavua, the threads going across were colorful, vishisius lovin, and the strings going up and down, they were white. So lacharis hakul holachachar anira. We go after the one that's more noticeable. If it's not noticeable that it's white, it would be mekabel tumas negoyim. If it's more noticeable that it's colorful, then it would not be mekabel tumas negoyim. And the Baal Mishnah Achronis says, in the case where the loven is nearer, you can tell, you notice more the white, then even though the neger goes upon the part that's tzvua, it's also mekabel tumah. That's called the chol halachachra nearer, the one that's more noticeable. Now the Mishnah says, ha'pegodim mitamoyim b'yirakrak shebirokim. That there are two colors that make a beged tamei. It has to be green of green. It's very, very dark green. A very red, red. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be hoyo yirakrak? It started out that the color on the beged, the size of a gris, was green. Ufoso adamdem. Then the nega started to spread, but what spread was not green, it was red. Rels the opposite way. Adamdam. You start out with a nega on the beged, a red spot. Ufosu yirakrak, then it spread a green spot, then it spread, what spread was green. Zlochris tamei, since they're both colors of tamei, it's called a pisyon, and the beggar becomes vade tamei. What's going to be nishtana? Let's say at the end of the first week, it changed from red to green. And now that it's green, ufos, it also spread. Or else the opposite way, nishtan, it just changed from red to green, v'loifos, and it did not spread. So lochris kilu lo nishtana. The shinu, the difference of colors, doesn't make any difference. We look as if it's still the same color. And therefore, if it spread, it become tomei. If it did not spread, it's not called spread. I have to say, it has a loch of hesker. I will soon see what the lochas are by the godim when you have to lock them up. Reb Yudis says, no, yeroi batchilo. We have to look as if now it's a new nega. It's like a new, since it changed colors, it's like a new nega. But the loch is not like Reb Yudah. We all know that since they're both colors of tumah, it's still called the continuation of the same nega, and if there would be a pisyon, it would become tummy. Mishnehei. Hoi made barishon. Meaning to say that you first brought your beggar that has this nega, has this spot, this green or red spot the size of a keris, you brought it to the kohen, and he put it away for 1 week, and at the end of the week he looked at it a second time, and hoi made it stayed the exact same size, the same color as it was the first time. So lachor is now yechabis, is supposed to wash that mokum hanega, the place that has the nega, and viyaska, the kohen has to lock it up for another week, to see that at the end of the second week. Hoimid Bisheni, let's say at the end of the second week the nega still says exact same size, the same color, then the lochra, that's the simin tomei by tumas begodim. And therefore yisarif, the lochra is you have to burn the whole begid. What's going to be hapoise bozeh vozeh, let's say at the beginning, or at the end of the first week, it started to spread. So since it started to spread, that's also yisarif. That's also, you have to burn it right away. It's also called the simin temeya. What's going to be hakeya batchila? Meaning first you brought your beggar to the kohen, and it had the color of a nega. But before the kohen paskin to lock it up, it already became lighter, and it lost its shade of the dark green. It became a regular green. So what do we do now? Does the kohen still make a heska lock it up, or do we say, no, it's tahor? That's a machlekes. Rabbi Yishmael Loimer Yechabes, yes, you still have to wash the beged. V'yasker, since when you first came to the beged, it had the simin, it had the color, it's tamei, and you have to wash it and lock it up for another week. V'chachomim Oimer, the chomim say no, eino zokagloi, you don't have to do anything with it. Leave it alone, let it be tor, eino zokagloi. Now, what's going to be hakeya barishan? At the end of the first week, when the kohen looks at it the second time, he noticed that the color became a little bit lighter. It became lighter. So locho by tumas begodim is that yichabe, still you have to wash the mokum of the nega, and v'yasku, you still have to lock it up for another week. Even though it became lighter, it's not a simin toira yet. You have to lock it up for a second week. If it spread, it becomes tamivadai. But as long as it did not spread, even though it became lighter, still you have to lock it up for another week. What's going to be after the second week? Hakeya b'sheni. At the end of the second week, now the kohen looks at the beged and he noticed it even became lighter. Then the locher is kareya. You just have to rip off the mokum the nega was. The seraf mashakur, where you burn off that part that you ripped off. But the rest of the beged is tor. And also a chiddush with tzorach matlis, like you have to put a patch on the hole that you tore off. That part that you burnt, you have to patch up the beged to make the beged shalom again. Rabbi Nechemia says, no, ain't it tzorach matlis. You do not have to sew up the beged. You don't have to put a patch in that to cover up the hole that you tore off. And the pshat from the Tanakamra is the darshan, the pasuk that says, from ruah koyin v'nei keyo hanega achwe hucha basay v'kor roisa min ha-beged. So then it says, v'yimtir oid ba-beged. Mashmat, you put the beged back to place again, you put a patch in there. Now Mishnevov, what's going to be Chosan Negel beged? Let's say the Nega comes back to the beged. Again, after you ripped off the part of the Nega, and you burnt that, and the rest of the beged you fixed up with a patch, now a Nega comes back to that first beged. So Lachar is Matzeles HaMatlis. Even though you have to burn the beged now, but still the patch that you put into the beged, according to the Tanakhama, that patch would not have to burn with the beged. What's going to be Chozal Lamatlis? Let's say when the Nega, the green spot, comes back again to the beged, it comes back on the new patch you put in. So Lachari serve as a beged. Still, it's considered like the Nega came back to this beged, and you'll have to burn the whole beged. But the matlis, the patch itself, even though it has a nega, that you not have to burn. But it depends. If it itself has a shear of shalosh al shalosh etzbois, it's 3x3 etzbois, that's a shear beged, so it has a loch like a new nega starting now, and you'll have to lock it up for another week or two. And if it's smaller than shalosh al shalosh, then it's not matamah ben goyim klal. Now, the loch is serif es habeged. We just said in the case with chozel matlis, where the nega comes back to the patch, so then serif es habeged. It's as if the nega was on the beged, you have to burn the whole beged. Now, ha-toyla min ha-muska b'tor. Let's say you took a patch out of this beged, the beged that was muskar, and you sewed it on to a regular beged that was torn, never had a nega at all. Now, a muska here means this beged first that had the mara, had the nega on it for 1 week, then you locked up for a second week, and it became lighter at the end of the second week. So, lacharis, you have to just cut out the makom of the neg and burn it, and the rest of the beged is tor, but the rest of the beged is called the muskar. So from the rest of the beged, you tore off a piece, and you use it for a patch, and put it onto a new beged, a beged tor. Now, choza negala beged, let's say the neged comes back to the first beged, so lochur is surface amatlis. You would not only have to burn that beged, but even the patch that you took off from that beged is also torn trefa. You'll have to burn the patch that you put onto the new beged. What's going to be choza lamatlis? Let's say the nega comes back now on the new beged, on the patch that you put onto the new beged. So halacha is also habeged harishin yisarif. The patch is still called like the first beged, and therefore it's like the nega returned to the first beged, that you'll have to burn the whole first beged. V'hamatlis, but the patch itself that's on the second beged now, tishamish es habeged hasheni b'simonim. Meaning to sell it, the second beged now, it's like it first had its nega the first time now on it. And therefore, the kohen will have to lock it up and watch it after 1 week and then 2 weeks. So again, even though this nega on this matlis itself makes it that you have to burn the first beged, but still it also brings tumah onto the second beged to make it as if it's a new nega on that beged. And now, let's say at the end of 2 weeks, it becomes lighter. So the din is that the beged itself is tor, but our koponim, the matlis itself, that's always tor in tzreif mikol makom. Because the matlis itself, since at the beginning when it got its nega, it's tor in tzreif because this matlis, this patch, is really part of the first beged. So therefore, just like you have to burn the first beged, really this matlis also you'll have to burn eventually, no matter what happens to it. Let's wait and see that maybe this nega would spread upon the matlis. And even though it's like a new nega now for the second beged, it could be it'll cause you to have to burn the second beged also. So we have to see what's going to happen. But whatever comes out, even though the second beged may remain tor, but this matlas itself for sure is going to have to be burnt. Mishnah Zayin. What's going to be kaito, let's say a summer jacket. Sheyeshpa pisposim. It has like checkers, like spots, that some are white and some are colorful. And the nega happened to come into the white one. So the nega, the beged is toying hesker. Then later it spreads from one white checker to another checker. So halacha is, that's tamei. Even though there are colorful ones in between, but that's halacha by nega begodim, that when it spreads, it doesn't have to spread right next to it. Even if it spreads far away, still, it's metamet, makes it tummy. Now, sholu es Rabbi Eliezer. The chom es Rabbi Eliezer. What's going to be varehu pispis yochid? What's going to be in the case we only have one white spot, one white checker on the beged, and that whole beged now, the first time, was full of the nega. Means the green, dark green, came in that whole spot. So shalu is, do you have to lock it up now for 2 weeks or not? Like lechur, it's not shaykh, it can't have any pisyon, it can't spread. There's no place to spread on it. So do you have to lock it up or not? So Amar lehen, Reb Elezer answered back and said, lo shemati, I did not hear clearly. But still, in other words, lo shemati means that really you do have to lock it up. But I can't tell you the reason. Lo shemati means I didn't hear the reason why. But I was told that yes, it's still turned hesker. On this, Omula Reb Yudu Ben Meseira said, listen, Alamed, but let me teach you a reasoning over here. He's a little embarrassed to give him the reasoning. So Amalur, Blazer said like this, in Lekayim Divrei Chachamim Hein, if you come in to stick to what I just said over the Chachamim, that really you have to make a Hesker and you want to say a reason why, Em Amalur, then you could tell me. And so he said, yes, like I'm going to explain the reason why you should have to make a Hesker, and this is the reason why. Because even though it can't spread, because the whole white spot was full of the neg at the beginning, but still, Shema Yamad Boy Shnei Shavuos, maybe this green spot there will stay in the beggar for 2 complete weeks. And Aloha by Tumas Negoyim is, V'yoyimid B'begodiv Shnei Shavuos, if it stays there for 2 complete weeks, it doesn't get any lighter, then the Aloha is Tamei. It's also simin tomei, you'll have to burn the beged. So therefore there's a purpose to make a hesker now to know if you're going to have to burn the whole beged, or maybe just the place of the nega. Omaloich omaloi. So Rabbi Eliezer said back to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro, Chochom godolah, to your great Chochom, Shekiyam to divrei Chochomim, you're explaining now to me the words of the Chochomim. Now hapisyoin by begodim, that of the nega spreads hasomach koshu. If it spreads next to the first nega, even a small amount, makes the beged vade tomei. Harochet, but if it spreads far away or away from the first nega, then kagris, it has to spread, the second spreading has to also be the size of a gris, that makes the beged vade tomei. V'yachoyze kagris. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Yes, the end of the Mishnah says again, V'yachoyze kagris. The meaning to say, if you had a beggar that had a nega, at the end of the 2 weeks it became lighter, so it didn't was the rest of the beggar was tor, and later when nega comes back to that beggar, that it becomes vade tomei, you have to burn the whole beggar, when it comes back, as long as it comes back to the size of a gris, that makes it vade tomei, you'll have to burn the whole beggar. Now, Mishnah Ches. Hashesi v'orif, that means the strings that are supposed to be used for the shesi, that's for the up and down, in Vora for the strings going across, and it's nicker, each one is differently. That the shesi, those are dark, those are more thinner, and Vora of the strings going across, that's more thicker. So the locher is, mitama b'negoy miyad, as soon as they're made into the strings, as soon as they finish woving them, they could be mekabotumma. Even though it's not part of the beged yet, they're just lying together, you have a row of the strings of shesi, a row of the strings of eriv, then matama negoyim right away. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Hashesi Mishi Sholek. The strings are going up and down, these thin strings, first you have to cook them up. That was the melach that used to cook them up first, and then it's Mekabel Tumah. They used to cook it up in boiling hot water to make it white. And V'yoriv Miyad. But the strings going across, that was not a meaning to wash them or to cook them up. They're Mekabel Tumah right away. Now, Ba'unan Shapishchen, you have a whole piece of flax, from the bundle of flax, Mishi Islavnu. After again you cook them up and whiten them, then the royal Akabotumas Negoyim. Kam Yehei Bethakas, Fitei Metam Benegoyim. Like how much has to be in this coil of threads, and therefore Tei Metam Benegoyim will be Mekabotumas Negoyim. Kedei Lerog Mimeno Sholosh Al Sholosh. There has to be enough string like tiled up, and this coil is enough to make a beged 3 by 3, 3 etz boys by 3 etz boys. Shesi vorev, enough strings there to make it of shesi upwards and downwards. Now, afilu kula shesi, afilu kula yorev. Means even though this coil is only the thick strings or the thin strings, still would be mishayim how much string, how much length of this you would need to make a beggar 3 by 3 etz boys. If you have that much string there, then if there's a nega there, it would be mekabel tumas negoyim. Now, hoysopsikos, eini matam benegoyim. Let's say this coil of strings were made from broken strings. Hoysopsikos, they were broken strings. Then eini matam benegoyim, it's not matam tunas negoyim. Rabbi Yehuda says, afilu psiko achas ukshoro, eini matam. Even if it was made out of really one long string, and it only broke at one point, and even tied it together, still, ain't a matama, it's not fit to be used, therefore it's not matama tumas negoyim. But the maisa we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishneh tes, hamala min hapkas lichaverto. Now, Mishneh tes, hamala min hapkas lichaverto. Let's say you have two coils of strings, and through this one string connects from one coil to another coil. Or else, min haslil lachaveroi, similar case, that you have the strings wrapped around the corner reed, and two reeds, and one string connects the two rolls together. Or else, min hakovid hel yoyna lachaved hatachtoino, on the weaving board. The way you weave, you have a kovid al yonim, is a board going across on top and a board going across on bottom. So you have the string that's attached one to the other. V'chein, the same thing, shnei daf v'cholak. If you have like a clothing, two daf and two pieces of cloth that are like are tied together, sewed together at the corner of it. So locheriz, shenira nega b'yechon men. A nega applies to one of them, to one of the bekas, to one of the slil, to one of the kaved, to one of the shnei dafei, not on both of them. So locheriz harei hasheni tor, even though they look a little bit like they're attached, it's not called aloch as if they're attached. It's called two separate, and therefore the part that has the nega, that part is tamei. The other thing, even though it's attached with a string, that's not called a good chibur. The other part, the other pekas, the other slil, is not tamei. What's going to be by nefesh hamaseches? That means on the weaving board, where you already have the strings up the chassis there, and now you start to put the strings across, just that they're not tightly, close together tightly. You didn't string them out yet, but you started to put it in. It's called nefesh, like a nefesh in a goof. It started to go in across, or else of a chassis yoimet. You have the strings going up and down that are in the womb already. And it's from the kovid they're stretched out from the kovid yonah to the tachtoino, and they're ready for weaving purposes. Then hareel umatama benagoyim miyod. These things are makabutuma right away, even though they're not straightened out yet, they're not tightened. But since they're on the weaving board, it would be makabutuma. It's called a beged right away. Rabbi Shimon says hashesim hoyirotzuf mitami. He says the things that go up and down, that if they're only rotsuf, rofu means they're close to one another, then the metama benagoyim, that's called the chibur. But they're not rotsuf, the strings are not close together, they're not makabel tumah yet, even though it's on the womb already. It's on the loom already. But the loch is not like Rabbi Shimon. We all know that loch is before, as long as they're on the nefesh hamasechos or shesi I made, that's called a little bit of a beged already, and it's ready to make it into a beged, and therefore would be mekabel tumas negoyim. Mishnah Yud, nira b'shesi yoimed. Nira means you see a nega now b'shesi yoimed on these strings that are going up and down from the kovid ha'elyon, from the top one to the bottom one. So locheriz ha'orig tor. Like even let's say you wove a beged already, and these are the strings that are still attached to the beged, and you don't plan to weave it onto the beged anymore. So therefore, the rest of the beged is tor. Only these strings become tamei. What's going to be nira b'orig? Let's say the nega becomes on the beged itself. It's nira b'orig. Then ashesi yoimet tor. The same thing. These strings are not called attached to the beged anymore, and these strings now that are still on the loom from the up to the bottom, the top board to the bottom board, they remain tor. Nira b'sodin. Again, nira b'sodin, let's say you see the nega on a sheet, on a sodin. So the locher is served as an edim. Not only do you have to burn the sheet itself, but even the end strings that hang out from it. Nira b'animin, let's say you only see the nega on the nima, on the strings that hang down. Then ha-sodin tor, the locher is, the sheet is tor. Choluk shenira b'neg, let's say you have a shirt, that you have a nega, this green spot, or the red spot came on a shirt, the size of a gris. So matzales u'umriyus sheboy. The umrius means the hem, the bottom fold of it, that goes around the beged, that's only put there to make it look nice, that's not called part of the beged. And those remain tor. Afilu hei nagom, even though they're made out of blue wool, even though it's made out of wool, still they remain tor. Since they're not really part of the beged itself, it's only like the hem, the borders around the beged, they remain tor. Now Mishnah Yud Aleph, kol horo letamit meyemes. Anything that's fit, any beged of wool or pishtim or skin, that's roi lekabel tumas meis. So locher is afa pi shen roi letame medris. Even though it's not fit yet to be a tame medris, it's not fit for zav to sit on it yet. B'tama ben a goyim, so the locher is, it's mekabel tumas negoyim. Kegoyim, what's a case like this? Kela shel svina. That's like the sail of a sheep, of a ship. Kela shel svina, the sail of a ship. Or else vilon, or else curtains that are not fit have tumas medrash, you don't lie in these things. But since it's a beged, it'll be mekama tumas meis, so it didn't have a tumas negoyim on it. The Shabbos shel svacha. That's like a woolen band that they put around the hairnet, or else umitvechois shel svarim. Means the woolen things you put around the sefer, the mitvechois shel svarim, what goes around the sefer, like a beggar that you wrap around the sefer to make it look nice, or else the galgilin, that's a chagura, type of a girdle that's made out of clothing, made out of wool or flax, or ritzuos min of a sandal, or else the straps of a shoe or a sandal, sheish bem roichav gris, of all these strings are wide the size of a gris, and a nega comes upon these things, is a re'elu matam of a negoyim. They would all have a tumas negoyim. These are all called begodim, that's called tumas negoyim. Sogus, what's going to be the sogus? Some say it's an eel, type of a jacket, a coat. Sheniru b'nega, the nega applies, appears on it. So Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakovim, he says, achi yeroi b'orig uva moichin. You have to see the nega both on the yorig and on the moichin. Means the nega has to apply, appear both on the beged itself and also on the muchin. On the muchin, that's the small strings that come down at the end of it. That's all part of this sogus. So it's only mekabel tum if you see it on both. What's going to be hachemes v'haturmol? That's flask made out of leather. So niran kedarkon, if you see a neger on it the regular way, and the current coin is boidikit, and he sees a neger there. In other words, even though now they're tied up, you have this flask that's tied up, the coin looks at the way it is, he doesn't have to untie he doesn't have to untie it. It looks at the way it is. That's called Nira Kadarkan. That means at the beginning he saw the Nega in Toicha inside it, and at the end he saw it spread on the outside, or else the opposite way. He saw the Nega on the outside, then it spread to the inside, and both ways it says Tamei. That's called a Pisyon, that will be Mekabel Tumas in the Goyim. And some say this only applies to Oris, to skin, and not to other Begodim. Now Mishnah Yud Beis, Beged HaMuzgor, you had a Beged that had a neger on it, and you put it away to watch for 1 week. Shenisarav Bacherim, they got mixed up with other clothing, and you're not sure now which Beged had the neger on it. Then, and the case where the neger is not Nikku Kogoyin Shetzavu, that you already dyed the Beged, so you can't tell. The Lachris Kulun Tarim, they're all Tor, because it's only a Sufik Tumah. And keeping the beged hamuskeru, it was a muchlat yet. Therefore, again, there sofik is torn. Cut it so if you saw muchin. Let's say you cut up this beged hamuskar and you made small pieces out of it, less than sholshat boys for sholshat boys. So, even though they weren't divided completely, that's called also muchin is tor. Also, the beged became tor since right now the pieces are less than 3x3. Since the beggar was not mukhla to be tameh, it was only a muskar to be put away, therefore it's tahor. What's going to be though, viha mukhlat? Let's say the Kohen already paskin that the beggar is vadeh tameh, and now shinasar b'chem got mixed up with other clothing, kulam tameyim, since it's a vadeh tameh, even in our sofik we say all them are tameh. And uadin kotzasotzi, cut up the beggar, the Yasa Muchin, he made small pieces out of it, still Tomei. And also the Yasa Biano, the rule remained Asa Bano, since they're toying Sreifa, so they're Asa Bano, and even though you cut it up, so what, still it's toying Sreifa, it's all Asa Bano. Yeah, Perek Yud Beis. Kol HaBotim Mitama Ben Goyim, all houses in Eretz Yisrael, there's also Tumas Negoyim, Chutz Misho Goyim, excluding if the house belongs to a Goy, there's no Tumas Negoyim. Halakech bottom in a goyim. Let's say a Jew buys the house off a goy, and there was a neger ready on the house. So locher is yeroy betchilev. Look as if now the neger first starts now, and therefore it's like a negin, a bias, shel yisrael, that it would have tumas the goyim. Bias ogu, let's say you have a round bias, the walls are round, or else a bias trigoin, you have a house like a triangle, three walls to it, or else a bias haboni by svino, you have a house that was built on top of a ship, or else oibi askario, it's a house on a raft, al arba kairis, or else you have a house that was built on top of four beams that came out from the ground, came out above the ground from a wall. So ainu matama b'negoyim. All these cases are not matama b'negoyim. Of course, the halacha is the bayis have to have four walls. A house have to have four walls that's attached to the ground. That has tumas negoyim. Not here where it has three or even more, five or six walls, or else where the house is on top of a ship, it's not attached to the ground, it has no tumas negoyim. But what's going to be the imhoye maruba? Let's say you have a house that has four walls to it. Afilu ala bor amudim, even though it's not directly on top of the ground, but it's a little bit above, but there are pillows that are coming up from the ground itself. So it comes out that this house is resting on pillows that are on the ground, then metama. That would be metama ben goyim. This is also considered like it's on the adam, or like it's on the or it's on the ground. Mishnah Beis. Bayis Ashecho Mitzdodov Mechupa Bashayish. You have a house that one of its walls is covered up with shayish, with marble. Or else, Echod Biselo, one of them has, Sela has stone, the Yechod Blavenim, one of them has bricks, the Yechod Biof, one of them has dirt, it's Tor. That bayis is not Makabo Tumas Nagoyim. Because the halacher is that you have to have four walls, and every wall has to be made up from, it has to have some bricks and wood, v'tiach, it has to have like some cement there made from the offer. And here, if one of these walls do not have this, so it's not matama b'negoyim. And the Mishnah said, what's going to be bias? You have a house, lohoye boy avonim, that you do not have bricks in it, or else we ate him, and do not have wood, or else we offer, do not have earth, v'nira boy nega, and you see a nega upon the wall of this house, v'yachakach, then later, heviyo boy avonim, then later you bring some bricks for this house. We bring some stones, v'yatsim, and some wood, v'yofor, is tor, it remains tor, since at the time when the nega came on the bayis, on the wall, it was not made up from this, stones, and wood, and offor, it's not makabotumah. V'chein, the same thing, beged, you have a beged, sh'orak boy sholosh al sholosh, it was not long, the beg was not woven 3x3 its boys. Evanira boy nega, a nega appeared on the beged. The yachakach, then later, orag boy sholosh, then later you finish making the beged 3x3 is also tor. Because when the nega first comes on the bayis or on the beged, it has to be roy then, the kabotuma. The ein ha bayis metam, now the Mishnah says the klal, ein ha bayis metam, but the goyim, the house is not metam, metumas nagoyim, achiei by avonim, until every wall is made up from avonim stones, the eitzim and wood, the offer and dirt, that's like cement made from offer. Each wall has to be made up from these three things, and then there would be a tumas nega if a nega appears on the wall. Now, v'chamo avonim yiyuboy, how many stones do you have to have in the bayis to have a tumas negoyim? So Rabbi Shmuel loyma arba, you have to have four stones. Each wall has to have at least one stone. Rabbi Kiva loyma no shmoina, each wall has to have two stones. Show you Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel used to say, show you Rabbi Shmuel loyma, achiye roye, kishne grisin, al shne avonim, oy aleven achas. That the shear of a nega on a bayis has to be at least the size of two grisin, and also could be even on two stones, or else one stone. So it's enough to be on one stone. Therefore, according to Shmuel, each wall like has to have at least one stone the size of two grisin. However, Reb Kiva says no, achiyero kishne grisin ashne avonim, that the nega has to appear on two stones, and true two grisim, like a gris on each stone. So therefore, each wall has to have two stones that it could be makabel tumas negoyim. But lo yalevan achas, not enough to have the two grisin on one stone. It has to be on two stones. So therefore, each wall has to have at least two stones. Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Shimon Eimer, עד שירו כשני גריסים על שני אבונים בשני כסולים בזוויס. Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon says more than this, that Tumas Negoyim is only on a corner, that there are two stones there on the corner, and each one has the size of a gris. That means you have to say, see two grisim on two avonim. Now these two stones are on two ksolim, on two walls, the zovis, the corner. Now orkoi kishne grisim has to be long, the length of two grisim, but varochpoi, how wide does it have to be, gris? Like one doesn't have to be a square two grisim. It's enough the length of two grisim and the width of one gris. Now Mishnah Dalet. Eitzim, how much wood do you have in each wall of the house? K'delitim tachas hashkoif. A beam of wood, enough, long enough, that you can put it underneath the mashkoif, like underneath the lintel of the doorpost. Reb Yudi says, K'delasois sandal liyachuri hashkoif. A little different shear. A beam that you put in back of the lintel, that protects it. That's called the sandal. So the sandal is like what protects the mashker from the door when it bangs on it, a beam that size. Now offer, how much dirt do you have to have, like cement on each wall? Could they litain bein patsim lechaberoi, in order to put between one beam and another beam? Or some say patsim in cracks, if you have a crack in the wall, how much cement you need to put there to patch up the crack? Now, kirois ha'evus, v'kirois ha'mechitzo, ene metamim banegoyim. That means the walls you have, let's say for corral where you keep your animals, that's called kirois ha'evus, and the kirois ha'mechitzo means the middle of a room, you have a mechitzo that should divide the room in half-like, so that mechitzo is not called part of the house, that wall is not metamim v'tumas negoyim. Now Yerushalayim, v'chutz l'oretz, ene metamim b'negoyim. And Yerushalayim, even though it's Eretz Yisrael, and about the chutz l'oretz, has no tumas negoyim. The pasuk says, v'beis eretz achozaschem, that's to be, first of all, in eretz achozaschem, Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim also is not necholik, is not nechle kol l'shvotim. See, if it's not called beis eretz achozaschem, there's no tumas negoyim in eretz, in Yerushalayim. At least tumas habatim. Now Mishnehei. Ketzad Rias Abayis, how is it that the Kohen has to see the house when it has its neger? The Pasuk says like the Mishnah, Uvoar Sheloi Habayis V'igur LaKohen Lemor, K'neger Lir Babayis. If a person finds a neger, a green spot or a red spot on the wall of his house, so he has to come to the Kohen and tell him that he sees a neger on his wall, K'neger. Now this is the Pasuk in Vayikra. Now, the Mishnah says, Afilu Talmud Chochem, V'yadei Yishu Nega Vadai, even if the owner is a Talmud Chochem and he knows for sure that this is a Nega, still, La Yigza V'yayim, he should not say, Nega Nirali Babayis, he should not tell the Kohen, like, I saw a Nega on my house, he shouldn't say that, like, for sure it's a Nega. Ela, rather, you should say, like the Pasuk says, Kin Nega Nirali Babayis. Only as if maybe you see a Nega. And some say the pshat is to give cover to the koyin, whereas some say it should not look as if you're being mar halacha mepi rabbi, mepi hakoyin. So it should only say kanega nirul babayis. Now b'tzivu hakoyin mepi nues habayis, the koyin tells him first take out everything from your house, and in parentheses it says b'terem yovi hakoyin lirus as a nega lo yitamu kol hashev habayis b'yachakein yovi hakoyin lirus as a habayis. Is the posik in Vayikra. And the pshat is that if the Kohen will make the house tamei, so everything inside will become tamei. So in order to protect and save your money, the eitzer is first take everything out of the house, they should not become tamei. Now the Mishnah says, V'yafilu chavili eitzim, even if you have pieces of wood, V'yafilu chavili konim, you have pieces of konim, of reeds, still you should take it out from your house. Like even just bundles of wood and bundles of reeds, even though usually they're not mekabel tuma, but here Divrei Rabbi Yehuda holds, like it's a gezeiras hakasvei, but tumas negoyim they would become tamei. Therefore, you have to protect them and take them out of the house also. Rabbi Shimon says, "Eisekula pinui." Meaning to say, stam, it's a mitzvah stam to take everything out of your house, even though these bundles of wood would not become tamei. They have no tumas negoyim, just like they're not mekabel other tuma. You should be working and cleaning out your house. Omer Rabbi Meir says, V'chima mitameloi. Like what type of this bayis hamanuga, the house that becomes tamei, what could it be metamer inside it? Im tamei, if you're going to tell me, kli eitzov, your wooden kalim, uvegodev and your clothing, umat chosev and your metal things, if so, matbilun behein torim, what's so gefelech, even if they would become tamei, you'll put them in the mikvah and they become tor. If so, amachos ha-tor, why was the Torah so makbid? What's the rachmonis that the Torah had to tell you to clean out your house? Al klei chesed, yikak podatur was to take out your earthly kalim. V'yal pachoy, v'yal tifioy. Pachoy, that's a pach shemen, it's a little jar you used to store your oil in, also made out of cheres, earthly. V'yal tafioy, that's also a klei cheres, a small klei cheres also, that used to still put oil in it. And the tip of it, the top of it was very narrow. So that's what the Torah wants you to take out. So Gemara Mishnah says now, in koch chosa Torah al mamonoi habozoi. If we see here the Torah has rachmon, the Torah wants you to save your money, even though it's money habzuya from small kalim, meaning these earthly kalim, they're not worth it that much. Still, the Torah cares that you should save them and take them out. If so, a person has to learn out from this that kal v'chaymitz a kal v'chaymer al mamonoi hachoviv on good expensive money, that good kalim that you have to save and protect them and be careful about them, not to lose them. And in koch ha-mamoni, if the Torah says, if you makbet to watch your money, kal v'choyma al nefesh bonav v'noisav, for sure you have to be careful about your nefesh, about the nefesh of your children, your sons, your daughters. And in koch al-sharosh, over here, that the person has a nega, his tummy was a rosh, he did an aveira, that's why the nega comes in his house. If so, kal v'choyma al-shot tzadik, for sure, tzadik also has to be very careful to save what he has, not to be over about tashkis. To save his money, keep his health, keep his children, be careful. Mishnah Vav. Einoi hoylech l'toich beiso yamazgir. Is after the kohen sees the house, and he sees there's a nega there, it's not like he has to lock it up for a week. So the kohen does not have to first walk home to his own house, and then have the bayis locked up, either through a shliach, or else through a chevel, through a string he'll take to the door and take it home and then pull the string to close the door. And v'loy b'toich ha-bayis sh'nega b'soichoy u'maskir. The kohen does not have to be inside the house itself that has the nega when he locks it. Elo rather oimeid al-pesach ha-bayis sh'nega b'soichoy u'maskir. The kohen is supposed to stand right outside the door of the house that has the nega, and then he closes it when he says, like, you have to be maskirit, you have to lock it up, keep it closed for 1 week. Shenema, the pasuk says in Vayikra, v'yotzo ha-koyim min ha-bayis el pesach ha-boyis, v'hiskir es-ha-bayis shivas yomim. So since the pasuk says el pesach ha-boyis, mashma, that's where the kohen has to stand. He has to stand by the door of this house that he's closing up, and he locks it up for 7 days. Now, uvo b'seif ha-shua, the kohen comes back at the end of the 7th day, at the end of the week. V'ro, and he sees imposo. He has to see if this nega spread on the wall or not. Did this green or red spot become bigger? Now, v'tzivo ha-kohen v'chiltzo eso avonim asher b'hem asher bohen ha-noga. The kohen tells the owner, like, chisel out, take out this stone in the wall that has the nega on it. And v'hishlichu esen al michutz lir al makom tomei. You have to throw that stone, this tomei, outside the city to a mokum tomei, special place. And then, v'lokhu avonim acherus, the pasuk says, the owner has to take other stones, v'yevio el tachas avonim, he has to bring it back and cover up the hole where he took out the first one from, v'yofaracha yikach, take another cement, another dirt, other cement, v'toch esabois, and cement the house back. And when the kohen comes back at the end of the 1st week, even if he sees the nega spread, that's what you have to do. You have to knock out the mokum of the nega, put that outside the mokum tomei, take a new stone and cement it in there. Now, then the Mishnah says, Einoi noito lavonim mitzad zeh, or maybe litzad zeh. You can't take, let's say, another stone out of the wall and put it into this place where you knocked out the first stone. No, you have to take a new stone that wasn't in the house altogether. And the same thing, v'loy ofo mitzad zeh, or maybe litzad zeh, you can't take the dirt out of the wall and use it to cement in this hole. V'loy sid b'chol mokim, you can't use lime at all, because lime is not called ofo. The pasuk says ofo, you have to use dirt. Now, Eini Mevi, Loyachas Takashtayim. If he took out two stones, he can't put back there now one big stone. And Veloy Shtayim Takashtayim, he can't put back two stones instead of one. Eli Mevi Shtayim Takashtayim. If you took out two stones out of the wall that had the neger on them, now you have to put back two stones again. And Tachas Sholosh, Tachas Arba. If you took out three, put back three. If you took out four, put back four. Mikanoma, from here was learned that Oyla Rosho, Oyla Shcheinoi. Means like Oyvei to the Shochet, to the neighbor of this Rosho. There's a person that has this Tumas Negoyim, Mistami Didon Aveiro. Now, not only is he affected, but even his neighbor also. That's Oyla Rosho, Oyla Shcheinoi. Now, why is his neighbor affected? That the Mishnah says, Shneim Chotzim. Like, if you have a neger on your wall, on the stone in the wall, so you have to knock out that stone completely, even though the stone goes in, really the other side of the stone is the other side of the wall in your neighbor's house. So it comes out both of them together, both neighbors, like the one that has the neger and his other neighbor, have to work together. That's called Shneihem Chotzim. Both of them together has to chisel out the stone. Shneihem Koitzim. Both of them have to, like, chisel out, take out the offer, the dirt that's in the wall already around the stones that has the neger on it. And now Shneya Mevina Savonim, both of them together have to bring the new stones. Abel, who levado mevi esofor? But the house, the owner that has the neger on his side, he himself has to work in cementing it back and taking the dirt and putting it back in again. Shneema, the Pasuk says, for yofor achar, yikach, shtek other dirt. So the other neighbor does not have to help with cementing back the stones. Now, Mishnah Zayin. Bo b'soif shvuah. The Kohen comes back now at the end of the second week. Whereas after the first week, they knocked out those stones and put back new stones. Still, he locks it up. The end of the second week, it comes back. V'ro'im chos. Let's say the Kohen sees that the neger came back to the house again. On the new stones, he sees the neger. Now the Pasuk says, v'nota tesabayis tesavon of yaseitzav. You have to knock down the whole house with its stones, with its wood. V'yeskol afra abayis, all the cement of the house, or the dirt of the house. Take it outside the city, El Mekoyim Tomei, to a place that's Tomei. In some say it means like a basic forest. Now the Mishnah says, Apisyon, when the Nega spreads in a bias, Hasomech, if it spreads near the original Nega, Kolshu, even a small amount is called a spreading. Varochuk, but if it spreads far away from the original, then Kagris, it has to spread the size of a gris. Here you have to knock out the stones the first week, then it returns again the second week, Kishnei Grisim. It has to return the size of two Grisim, like the beginning of a Nega. That's the size of a Nega on Nigei Batim. Now, the din of Pisyon here is like we had at the end of the first week. When the Kohen comes back and sees that it's spread, that's lach, you have to knock out the stones. Master, if it didn't spread, then you will not have to knock out the stones. It's only when it's spread. And that's the din of Pisyon, is either Kolshu right next to the Ika Nega, or else if it's far away, then it has to be the size of a Gris. That's called the Pisyon, to make you have to knock out those stones at least at the end of the first week. All right, we'll stop.